The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nikki Thunder of KCHE Radio in Cherokee and Jamie Whitney of the Pocahontas Record Democrat. The first question will be from KCHE's Nikki.
Hi, Senator. Thanks for talking with us today.
Yeah, Nikki. Glad to have you back again.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, I was actually just going to ask you a question on your setting the record straight on sourcing for State Department inquiries. Could you tell us about that?
I think Reid is trying to accuse me of doing my investigation just to get at Hillary Clinton. He's also accusing me of having a former staffer who now works for the Inspector General in the State Department to be our source of information. And he refuses to talk to two top Democrats in Congress who were present for an informal briefing on the subject. And they could tell him that the source is not my former staffer in the Inspector General's office, but is a legitimate person who knows of wrongdoing within the State Department and needs to be investigated. And I've made it very clear in speeches on the floor of the United States Senate, and he ought to just, Reid ought to surrender, but I doubt if he will surrender. The other thing is, my investigation has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton being a candidate for president. The investigations were started before she announced for president, before we even know that she had a server in her home. This investigation's about how emails that ought to be classified are handled. Are they handled in a secure way so we don't compromise national security? And are they being read by people that have specific clearances to read national security email? So that's where we are, and that's why Reid's wrong.
Good afternoon, Senator. Today you issued a release regarding the Syrian refugee situation. You noted that you were working to at least put a temporary halt on the implementation of the president's plan to resettle 10,000 Syrian refugees. People seeking refugee status are subject to the strictest form of screening any traveler to the United States receives. It involves approximately 18 months of background checks. What more do you think should be done in regards to these refugees by the State Department, Department of Homeland Security, and DHS?
Yeah, I'm not sure that we need any more done, except in the case of Syria and not having relationships with Syria for such a long period of time. We don't have a lot of information on Syrians like we do on people from other countries. But even if we had that same amount of information, taking refugees from Syria is now different, and just now different, than any other country that we've taken refugees from over the last 80 years. And that is that people in Syria, connected with ISIS, has said they're going to use the Syrian refugee program to sneak terrorists into the United States. So that brings a whole new issue dealing with Syrian refugees that we don't have with other countries. And this country is going to take 75,000 refugees from other parts of the country anyway. So we aren't changing our refugee status. We're just trying to respond to the unique situation as it involves Syrians.
You know, one thing I'd like to ask you about, just more your thoughts on what's happening up in Minneapolis, as they're saying, from Ferguson to Minneapolis and the Black Lives Matter movement that's happening up there. My brother's a Minneapolis police officer, and he told me that they are getting threats from so many places saying that they're going to shoot up a whole bunch of police officers. And of course, this is just in Minneapolis, right across the border here. What are your thoughts on this movement?
Well, I think it would help very much if the President of the United States said all lives matter. I think it would help if he would back the police force. Doesn't mean that every policeman is going to do what's right. Maybe a policeman in Minneapolis committed a crime. I can't say for sure until the investigation's over. But we've it's pretty difficult to second guess what a police officer has to do on the spur of the moment. I've seen some of this stuff on television in the last couple years. Some of it is very ridiculous when somebody gets shot. But I think also an issue for Black Lives Matter, it isn't just a policeman killing black people. It's black-on-black crime that you have every weekend, 10 to 20 people being killed in Chicago, as an example. Why, if Black Lives Matter, aren't the people putting the same emphasis upon that sort of death of black people as they are when a policeman's involved?
Senator, thankfully, there haven't been any new cases of avian flu so far with the fall migration south, and most Iowa producers have been cleared to restock. Do you think the USDA is better prepared for the return of avian flu risk?
I think USDA is better prepared, but I think even better that the individual producers are better prepared with their own internal security that they are going to put in place to make sure that if the disease does happen again, it doesn't spread from one barn to another on the same facility or from that facility to a nearby facility that another farmer owns. And I think that that sort of ethic that the producers are now putting in place to be more careful themselves so they don't spread it is probably going to do more good than anything the USDA has learned. But the USDA did learn one thing very much from the last outbreak, and that was that they shouldn't take 3 or 4 days to say that the birds ought to be euthanized. They have come to the conclusion that once there's an incident, they ought to be euthanized within 24 hours, and that's what the government has learned out of it.
Let's talk about your award in Cedar Falls for your work protecting senior citizens. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah. The 60-plus senior group that gave me the award did it based upon work that I've done as a member of the Senate Finance Committee to help seniors have enough money for savings so that they aren't dependent just upon Social Security. One of those would be to allow more money to be put in retirement for mostly women, because women are in and out of the workforce more than men are at over a certain age. I think it's 50. They have an opportunity to put a lot more money into a tax-free savings account and to make up for lost years that they weren't working. Another thing is indexing the amount of money that can go into an IRA or another retirement plan was another thing that I did. That's just two of several things I did to help seniors save for retirement.
You and Senator McCain called on Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews Burwell to import drugs from Canada to reduce the financial burden on Americans. Obviously, that would be a help to consumers stateside here, but doesn't that show that price controls in Canada's single-payer system are better than a wholly free market approach when it comes to pharma companies charging American patients whatever they want?
That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because pharmaceuticals and Cuban cigars are the only items that you can't import into America. And I'm a free trader, and I think we ought to have the importation of drugs based on the proposition that the pharmaceutical industry shouldn't be protected, and secondly, that the pharmaceutical industry that negotiates low prices with a lot of countries in Europe and North America that have national health systems, they negotiate a very low profit form because they have such a large quantity, they can afford to do it, but in doing it, they're putting all the price on drugs for research on American consumers, and I think if we had the importation of drugs, pharmaceutical companies would have to negotiate higher prices with Europeans and North Americans for their drugs, and then we would be having those other countries help paying us for the research that almost the United States does 100% of all research.
Thank you, Nikki and Jamie, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.